episode 105 of the Meme Factory podcast. We are joined this week by the one and only Bob Malakas. This week we are sponsored by Coddle.co. Coddle.co offers the best steel backup plates for the price, in my opinion. These plates are very compact, made out of 304 steel, and come with a punch. These plates are small, robust, and can withstand fire, water, corrosion, and crushing with no data loss. Check them out at Coddle.co. We are sponsored by Simply Bitcoin. This is a Bitcoin-only daily show. Check them out at youtube.com/simplybitcoin. And finally, we're sponsored by CryptoCloaks. CryptoCloaks strives for quality products and innovative solutions for your Bitcoin signing devices and Bitcoin nodes. Check out the Yellow Edition MK4 cold card case at CryptoCloaks.com. Enjoy the show.
Wow, how many sponsors do we have?
Jeez. So many sponsors. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's take like half the show to get through them all.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome in. You made it to another episode of the Meme Factory podcast. This is stream test number 105, and this evening we are joined by a man who really needs no introduction, but here he is, Dr. Robert A. Malakas III.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Morning. Bob.
Excited to be here.
Morning.
You look excited to be here.
Thank you.
Looking forward to the show all week. It's an absolute privilege.
Yes.
It's my honor to finally have an opportunity to speak with you.
Yes, it is.
The greatest journalist in Bitcoin.
Dr. Malakas, could you take a brief moment of your time this evening and explain to anybody watching who you are, what you do in the space, and why that might be important?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked. I am an investigative reporter and also a trained medical professional. I don't give investment advice, but I do give medical advice. I have reported through three wars, including the Ukraine-Russia war, and I am a avid and to massive lover of Bitcoin. I'm just happy to be here.
Excellent. Now, Bob, I know it's your first time hanging out with us, so I want to let you know that part of the show, our sponsors require the guest to do the ad copy reads so that we can get paid. If you could pop into your DMs, we've sent over the ad copy, so if you can get through that, we can get paid and we can move on with the show. That'd be fantastic.
I'm deeply offended, but happy to oblige. Let me take a brief breath. Thing through my breathing exercises.
Nice.
Picture this. It's the twilight of a long, weary day in the atomic age. You've slipped into your flannel pajamas. The bed is calling, but there's just one thing missing. Introducing the revolutionary bedtime cigarette, a Turkish blend, the perfect nightcap to your daily routine. Imagine the luxurious sensation as you indulge in the velvety embrace of the finest Turkish tobacco, a rich, calming plume of smoke that whispers sweet nothings to your senses as nicotine's tender lullaby sets the stage for your serene slumber. Each puff is a passport to tranquility as the sumptuous aroma of bedtime cigarettes infuses your boudoir, transforming it into an exotic oasis. I swear by them, as a doctor and as a journalist, nothing lulls you into dreams quite like the opulent bouquet of our Turkish blend. And for those moments of intimate repose, the seductive scent of Turkish musk is your silent ally, a signal to your beloved that the night is still young. Fear not the perils of water, for these modern marvels are waterproof, ensuring that not even the most unexpected of showers can dampen your commitment to contentment. In a world where tomorrow is promised to no one, why not embrace the night with style and sophistication? Indulge in a bedtime cigarette and let each inhalation be a luxurious prelude to your nocturnal voyage.
Thank you so
much. Oh, man.
Thank you so much.
Yay. That was great.
And I can tell you.
Now,
I give each of my children a bedtime cigarette every night. Helps them chill the fuck out.
All right, now we are going to move our attention over to the sandwich aisle, where I believe Becca may have some compostables.
Yeah, I do. I have a few compostables this week. Dr. Bob, thank you for joining us. I have a selection of sandwiches for you to choose this week. I have the Big Green Sammy. It's bowl meat mixed with the tiers of BTC shorts and 12K gang. And it's served with the Big Green Dildo. So, you know, that's a pretty good option there. And then we have our seven charges nachos. So seven layers of fraud, conspiracy, price suppression, goblin cosplay, political bribes, prison soap, and curly hair fries. But the bonus is it comes with one set per bite fees. So that's kind of nice too. And our last one is Yellow's Don't Stop Believing Steak Sammy. It's been marinated in Red Bull for 731 days. 2 fucking years. 2 years. So these are the options I have for you, Dr. Bob.
This is, I farted a little bit when I left.
This is an exciting list. If I'm understanding correctly, the Big Green does have a penis in it. Is that correct?
A dildo penis, yes.
I'm going to have to go with the Big Green, but thank you for the other two. That's the one I want. When can I expect delivery?
Yellow will be delivering that to you shortly.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Hello.
I just realized Yellow got her. Hey, Yellow.
What's up?
Hey, Yellow.
It's fantastic to see you.
It is. Yeah. It's an honor, Dr. Robert Malakas. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's been a long time.
It's been actually a long time. Very nice to see you again.
You as well. I'm excited to get to reconnect after all this time.
Now, Doctor, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the elephant in the room here, and that's that Rusty's got his hand up. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, sorry, I had some technical difficulties there, and I missed what sandwich he picked, and I just want to get that back out of the way before. Yeah.
The one with the bull dick inside of it.
Yeah, with the 21-foot dildo.
Nice. Perfect. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Sorry about that. Sorry about the interruption. Go on.
I'm just glad you used Freedom Fractions. All right. Now, Dr. Malakas, the elephant of the room being that you do not look like the picture you've posted on the internet, and blackface is kind of out of style these days, so I'm wondering what is happening.
I completely understand you bringing this up, and I'm glad you did. I am, of course, a Caucasian white man. I am wearing what some people erroneously call blackface because it's part of an investigative journalistic report. And the person that I'm trying to help has a fever, and this was the only way to help heal it.
I'm sorry. You have a friend that's got a fever. It's very generous of you.
I'm completely sold. I'm completely sold on that. I believe it 100%. I'm in.
Yeah, not many people know that Dr. Robert Malakas actually started in the entertaining business, and he was making prosthetics for the Hollywood people for their ceremonies down the dungeons. And he's a master of disguise also.
All those things are true. Of course, the ceremony you're talking about is the sacred Illuminati ritual of the three testicle penis. And some people, as everyone knows, everyone that's in the Illuminati actually has three testicles, man, woman, child. And those that don't actually have the third testicle, they need the prosthetic. They have it in spirit, but not in body. And I am an expert in making those.
You could say it's the Holy Trinity.
Yes, that is correct, sir.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Malakas, you got your journalistic start in and around 9/11, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
You saw what was going down there, and then when you reported it to the reporters that were on scene, you were cut off. Did that have anything?
Correct. I'm sorry. Say again.
Did that have anything to do with your journey and your dedication to high integrity?
Yes, it did. It's hard for me to talk about, so I apologize. But You're absolutely correct. I saw what was really going on. And when I tried to report on it in the nude, of course, I was, for totally unrelated reasons, censored, held back, and prevented from reporting on things as they actually are. And it's a disgrace. The modern media is absolutely disgraceful. And I'm just excited to be here to talk about it.
I'm just glad that you, like your Turkish ancestors, are really the bulwark of, you know, democracy, the West. You're saving Western culture, much like the Turkish ancestors did.
Absolutely. Not many people know this, but Turkey is actually where the modern concept of democracy was invented for the first time. And it's an honor to be part of that culture.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, can we start at the beginning? Let's start with your journey from Turkey.
Wait. Did I hear Turkey's ancestry?
Sorry, say again.
So speak English?
You have Turkey's ancestry?
A Turkey story? I am a Turkish man, yes.
Hold on, Yell, if you could wait a second, Rusty's got a question. Rusty, go ahead.
Hey, thanks. Just
what?
Wow, he's actually got sound.
You sound like a mentally deranged person. I can't understand you.
Rusty's a replicator.
Okay.
Oh, there
you go.
Okay, yeah, I'm driving, so yeah, I know what happened there. Okay, so what is your favorite main course for Thanksgiving?
Oh, interesting. I don't actually celebrate Thanksgiving. As a Turkish man, I'm a huge fan of Christmas. And it's one of the most important holidays. For me personally, I was beaten savagely by both my parents. And the only time that they were nice to me was over Christmas, when they would give me, you know, they would slather my body in Turkish yogurt, which everyone, of course, is familiar with. And, you know, that thick, creamy Turkish yogurt, and then give me gifts. They would throw them at me. And some of the fondest memories I have.
Okay. Bitcoin Twitter find you, I think first we find your amazing work through a Facebook post, a newspaper article about Chinese investors trying to get in Facebook. I think I tweeted it in like 3 years ago or something. And we all found you through that. And then we found all your amazing journalistic work you have done through the years. I always had that question, why? Like your name stood out because you named Malakas. I don't know what it means, if you know what it means in Greek, but yeah, I assume you were Greek, but then I found out you were Swedish, and now your background is Turkish, actually.
My mother was Swedish and my father was Turkish. I have two passports, if that's what you're asking.
Decided.
Say again. Sorry.
Yeah, I've got it. Can I jump in here real
please
quick?
Real,
I just want to ask Bob a quick question. Your stature in the field of journalism is just unmatched. If I could just get your, you know, where you were going at with this story right here, if I could find the screen share button. Yep, right here. Just curious, exactly what did you mean by this? Can you see that?
I can see nothing.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
You can't see that?
No.
It's not working? Oh, okay. There it goes. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
There we go.
Right here. What kind of story was this that you were trying to tell right here? What were you trying to break with this news right here? I'm just curious why I was on your radar. It's just, could you shed some light on that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the post that I made with just the text of meme credit rope. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, look, I'm not proud to admit I have deep struggles with alcoholism, fentanyl addiction, goat semen addiction, so many things. I've had a challenging life, and sometimes when it gets the better of me, I rage tweet. And in that moment, I was possessed with rage. Some of the medications that I was taking prevented me from being able to reach climax, and I had the medical condition known as blue testicles. And at that point, I went on Twitter and I rage tweeted some terrible things. And I'm sorry that you had to take the brunt of my anger in that moment.
Apology accepted.
Thank you for being the bigger man.
Okay, I thought Rusty had a connection issue, and that's why his hand stayed up. Looks like he's got another question for you, Doctor. Go ahead, Rusty.
It's not actually, not actually another question. I know the moment's passed, but I thought I'd just go back to my question because I didn't kind of get the answer I was looking for. And I was just wondering, okay, I'll rephrase the question. If you were into Thanksgiving and you did celebrate it, what would your main course meal be?
If I was into Thanksgiving and I did celebrate it. Look, I'm not sure what you're looking for here, sir.
And why is it turkey?
I see what you're doing here, and I approve and I appreciate it. As you know, I'm a firm believer in the country and the state and the culture of turkey. And look, I think that turkey is an incredible, deeply rooted culture. Yeah. I think that there is a cultural battle between those who will not be named and who are constantly trying to steal our culture. And I am proud to be a half Turkish man.
Okay. Understand.
Well, I think he's just trying to bring up the point that, you know, like Göbekli Tepe is in Turkey. So clearly it's the earliest civilization we know of humankind. And Turkey, I think, even invented the modern alphabet, or at least the basis for it that we use.
That is absolutely correct, sir. Which famous porn stars and Greek philosophers like Plato, Aristotle, they were ancient Turkish scholars. This is well documented, and they have a central role in Turkish history and philosophy. And I think that everyone knows that, and it's important to celebrate those facts.
I'm more into chicken myself, but that's cool. Turkey's a little bit greasy.
If you could kindly go fuck yourself. That'd be great. Cut his fucking mic.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that. He's already muted. He's Australian. So
thank you, sir.
Now, reflecting on the journey, what do you consider the core principles that constitute journalistic integrity for you personally?
It's a fantastic question. I'm going to drink a little bit more water before I answer that.
I ask fantastic questions. That's delicious water.
Look, I find myself reflecting back to some of the pillars of modern literature that came from Turkey, of course. You know, classics like the Iliad, the Odyssey, which were, of course, originally Turkish epic poems. I look to Homer as he plucked the eye out of the Cyclops. And my view as a journalist is that it is my job to go in and, you know, gently fondle the balls of truth. And after I have extracted those essential essences and juices into my hand, I simply am a vessel that smears that onto the page and exposes the truth for what it is. I've never been afraid to go into war-torn regions of the world and, spread my knowledge and help the people that I can.
It's very admirable of you. And I know the digital age in particular has transformed the media in countless ways at this point. How has it influenced the way you maintain your principles of reporting?
I'm sorry, how has I became bored and lost interest in what you were saying? Can you repeat the first part of the question?
Yeah, the next question. So is, I'm sure maintaining these high standards hasn't always been easy. So what do you look back on?
Do the previous question first.
You like the previous question? Okay. So reflecting on that, the digital age has transformed the media in countless ways. How has it influenced the way that you maintain the principles in your reporting?
Are all those questions from ChatGPT?
This is not correct, no. Most of them, though.
In the digital age, I find that there are so many distractions that are that we are presented with on a daily basis. And in order to
Can you answer it actually like with your original like Turkish accent? You don't have to.
Yo, he's deep undercover right now. I wouldn't do that. You know, why'd you make him try to break his undercoverness?
I appreciate you trying to protect my integrity. I also do not understand what Yellow was saying in that moment. But in terms of the digital integrity, I do everything I can to maintain it, and it's a challenging thing. I'm curious to hear what each of you also. I think. Look, I don't want to start any fights. I don't want to incite any riots. I don't want to inspire anybody to march on the Capitol. But
hey, what is this?
This is the Meme Factory podcast. What do you mean?
I talked to many sources who will remain unnamed, and they were very clear that you were responsible for the war crime known as Poogate. Not only smeared human feces all over the president of the United States, the president of Turkey, the president of the EU, yourself, me, Greg, not Becca, strangely, Nico, Rope, and you did all this while furiously masturbating. And Rusty,
right?
No, you weren't. You were never named in this lawsuit. I don't know why. You never came up. I'm sorry. And after all of that, you made Greg Foss cry. And
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I asked the question. He just started crying. It was my fault.
Doc, you want to weigh in on this? I mean, is it? What do you think? What did your sources say about the crying event?
Look, I mean, it's a simple matter. Once you have somebody's fecal material, you can do a clear DNA analysis and determine who it came from, who birthed this poo baby, as the medical term.
Did it contain polyester? Because that's a giveaway.
I think the poops are saying that.
It did. And also, I have to admit, I'm going to be honest with you, Yellow. I'm part of the reason I agreed to come on this show after so many years of silence and maintaining my journalistic integrity is it became clear during that.
What the fuck is this?
Who is the Bitcoin Malacca whale that just bought this super yacht? Music, Red Bulls, and crazy parties. All you need to know will be revealed on my next BT Weekly Gossip article. This is a tweet from Dr. Robert A. Malakas from February.
Why does it say GreekCityTimes.com, huh? Huh?
That is a well-known Turkish publication.
God damn it. I hate it.
Yeah. You interrupted me, though, and I wasn't finished. I have a confession.
Sorry.
Which is that in my days as a male gigolo and prostitute and horse fluffer, I did some things that I'm not proud of. And one of those things was that I had genital premarital sex with a puppet, and that puppet was your mother, Yellow. I'm sorry. I haven't been there for you. I wasn't able to raise you as a proud Turkish man.
I
am in fact your father, and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Swedish.
I didn't know.
Wait, that means I'm Turkish.
You should be proud of this correct. History.
Surprise!
my strong puppet son.
Am I pro Erdogan? I guess I don't know.
I can't understand your thick Turkish accent.
Am I pro Erdogan or against? No, Erdogan, the president of Turkey.
Of course. We are close personal friends.
Oh, you are? Oh, I didn't know.
I can't tell you whether you are for or against.
Why won't you like Google it with your Apple Vision there that you're wearing?
Because I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No.
I don't want to be a father who tells you what you're supposed to think and feel and who you're supposed to
Oh, you are
dire and furiously, you know, do the things that you do over.
Okay. That's very progressive of you.
Now that we've got this.
I don't mean to embarrass you. I don't mean to embarrass you, Bob, but I can see the reflection in your glasses and you can literally see the Pornhub logo at the top there. You might just want to alt tab or something.
He's doing research, Rusty.
Exactly. I'm doing research for my penis. And
it's so beautiful, just Yellow defending his father.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've got another tweet here from Bob. I'd like to
I'm not done talking about the porn. Okay, now I'm finished. Please continue.
Said you would, if ETH moves to proof of stake this August, you said, and I quote, "I will eat my dick on national television."
I followed through with that. I'm a man of my word.
Okay.
Yeah, no more little baby yellows.
No, when I said, "Well, I will eat my dick," MY is the etruscan form of bull, and so what I tried to communicate here is that I would eat a bull penis, a bull dick, and that's why I was so excited about the sandwich with which, you know, Becca very, very respectfully and honorably presented. That was clearly a nod to me being an honorable journalist, and that's what I did here. I snuck into my grandfather's farm and I stole a bull penis and I consumed it as part of this honorable action.
You know, I'm curious if you
in a school full of small children, of course.
If you had had Yellow around while he was growing up, what kind of parenting tactics do you think you would have used to keep him in line?
I believe in firm capital punishment. And I believe in freedom of expression, as long as that expression does not disagree with my own contorted worldview. And if it does, then the strap comes out. And I guess what I'm trying to say is I would have beat him every day and put him in a small cage for sleeping purposes. That's what my parents did to me, as I mentioned earlier, the Turkish yogurt all over the body. And that made me into the strong, independent medical woman professional that I am today. And I just want my son to be able to follow in my footsteps.
Did Yellow inherit the third testicle from you as well?
Of course he did. That's also how I knew.
Explains a lot.
Haven't got genitals at all.
I can vouch for that.
My sweet baby boy. There's a reason you only show people who you are from the front. The plushie does not count. It's because your testicles, as is very common among our Turkish people, are on the back, back of the neck.
Keep the legs closed.
No, you were telling me earlier that...
I thought it was a mole. Sorry.
You were telling me earlier that your favorite punishment or threatened punishment as a child had to do with roving bands of gypsies. And I was thinking that was going to be more along the lines of the punishment you had installed. In store.
You know, as is the case in many cultures, there is, some people believe in raising their children from a place of hope, from a place of a possibility. And of course, we all know that that is a terrible, terrible way to raise a child. One must raise a child from a place of fear. You must instill the sense of judgment. And as is the case in any strong culture, the Turkish people, the moon people, the alien people, the Illuminati, the fear is where that strength comes from. And so as a young child, I would have made it clear, and I did that if chores weren't done, if homework wasn't done, if sweatshop labor was not completed on time, that roving bands of gypsies would kidnap you and eat the flesh of your little toes and also your pinkies. Everybody knows that that's what happens. And I simply relayed that to my children.
Perfect. Now, I'm also glad we've got Nico here this evening, because he also runs something of a news source. And I wanted to get the... your guys' take on what the difference is between reporting on facts and offering analysis, and where that line kind of blurs.
Absolutely nothing. Both the same.
You feel the same way, Doctor?
Could not disagree more strongly. I think that reporting on facts involves taking in the information in front of you, deciding what is best, what people can handle, what is appropriate for people to handle, and then filtering that information and representing it to them in the way that they can comprehend and understand so that they take the correct actions. I think analysis involves the chicken bones and the lizard tails and the alcohol. And those are both important parts of a complete
lizard tails
journalistically integrative news reporting structure.
This is mind blowing for
what
me.
What do lizard tails and chicken bones have to do with reporting?
If you have to ask that question, you can't afford it.
Well, clearly I can't afford it, but elucidate us.
It's mind blowing. I'm going to be able to step my game up, and hopefully one day I'll be able to live up to you.
Nico, I feel like you can't use the word blowing in the position you've got and going on right now.
Nico is clearly being filleted.
Yeah, clearly. He looks too happy.
He's happy.
Hands behind his head.
Look, I think that just as in ancient, Turkish statues, which we are all so familiar with, the white marble, the statue of Turkish David. Just as in that statue, there David has a very small penis, and at that time, having a small penis was viewed as the sort of penultimate masculine tendency. People who had large penises were viewed as goatish, thuggish, uncouth, unintelligent,
goatish,
disgusting.
Like the animal, or greatest of all time?
The animal, the terrible animal. What I'm trying to say is that back in ancient Turkish times, small penises were viewed as that was the epitome of attractiveness. Mm. And it's only in the modern age, the fucked up age, the gypsy age, that we live in a world where large African-American penises are viewed as a positive thing. And I think we need to go back to that earlier time, the Turkish time, because that's much more closely connected to our true roots.
Western culture's real roots,
Everyone's roots.
It's a lot to think about. Rope, go ahead, man. You got a question?
Wow.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry. I had mute. The lizard tails and the chicken bone just leads.
Rope.
Can you hear me?
Rope.
Huh?
Rope.
Thank God. Rope. Thank God for this. Yeah.
Are they doing? Are they doing this to me right now, Rusty?
Rope.
Does that mean we're not doing it to me?
I know Malakas would not lie to me. He has unparalleled integrity. He can hear me. See, fuck you guys. So the chicken bones and the lizard tails or whatever it was, it makes me think that there's an element of prophecy here.
I can't hear anything.
Damn it! Fuck. Shit. All right, look, I'll just share my screen. I just want to know because we know Yellow.
Greg, I don't know what kind of operation you're running here, but this is. This is highly irregular.
It's a chicken bone.
What is the
operation.
Prophecy group? I mean, it's just more. It just leads me to think that you really are Yellow's father. I mean, he's our own prophet. He called the start of the bull. How does prophecy relate to your investigative reporting?
I can't name any of my sources, of course, but
are your sources Yellow? All of them.
I'm going to have to plead the fifth on that one.
I think
one.
It was
but
a Turkish slur.
What I will say is that the Prophecy Group is a well-known and established group of strong, powerful individuals, men, women, puppets.
Is it just one person?
Law with pouch rats that can sniff minds and cancer from 10 feet away. It's a group of people, and they use hallucinogenic olive oil, which they smear all over their bodies and specifically their nipples, to be able to determine what is happening, not only with the blockchain, and of course I'm talking about the Bitcoin blockchain, this is the only one that's important, but also in terms of world events. And you can clearly connect the dots. You can use numerology to figure out exactly what is going to happen and what has happened in the past. And you can you can determine the truth of the world around you. I use that, the prophecy group, as my primary source for all of my stories and my narratives.
Cannot see it now, but like I'm nodding, yes, yeah.
I feel like we've connected. Yeah, like, yeah. Do you feel like I see you and I acknowledge you as a father should?
No.
That hurts. It hurts a lot.
Maybe you could send not him yet, like a standard Turkish salad with like feta cheese and anchovies and stuff.
God damn it.
Yellow, what would the esteemed Dr. Malakas have to do to regain your love and trust?
Let me think about it. Maybe.
Don't let him cry.
Give me the next scoop.
Laser ears until Bob Malakas tears.
Yeah.
Classic Turkish thing.
I don't know. I'll think about it, okay? I'll think about it. That's the only thing I can answer right now. I'm not ready for more.
I'm working on a new story, actually, and I wanted to ask this group what you all think about the possibility of a Bitcoin ETF approval and what you think that's going to look like, what impact it could have on the markets, and also what impact it could have on the centaurs that live within us all.
Oof, I got an input into this. I've been thinking about. I'm starting to think maybe it's a good idea we delay this thing, and maybe Gary's on our side, really, and he's just trying to go, nah, I know you guys want it for your bags, but nah, we're gonna push it out. We're gonna push it out, get adoption up, you know. And he's just like secretly just doing it for us.
You're talking about Gary Coleman?
Yes.
Little person.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Rope, you've been strangely quiet. I'm not sure if you're engaging in autoerotic asphyxiation or what's happening. What are your thoughts?
On the ETF?
Yes.
Dude, I'm not smart enough for that. No, I'm just here to facilitate this conversation in a very passive manner, and I would prefer that you direct that really complex topic to people that have been here for much longer than me, such as Greg or Yellow. Becca,
you're being modest. Not many people know this, and I'm sorry to dox you, but Rope is actually my he gives me all of my extremely advanced TA analysis. He's an expert options trader, and he taught me how to implement iron condors and big flies, and also reverse jade lizards, which are all real.
We didn't know that, strategies. Rope.
You have strike.
Stop dice. It with the jade lizards, man.
Rope, that's amazing.
That actually makes a lot of sense now. Like looking at your reporting, that makes a lot of sense now. I get it.
Lizard people.
Shout out to the Wi-Fi. No, Rusty.
Rusty.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I did have a story. You're known for your breaking news. So I was wondering, the price, we don't talk about price on this show very often, but I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the price of Bitcoin right now is like something like 35,600 or 36,500 or something like that. And so there's been like, that, a thousand.
Is that dollars or dollar reduce?
This is in the US of the dollars. Dollar dues were up to like 50 something. We're like hyperinflating over here.
How many aircraft carriers is that?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked. 0. We don't say aircraft carriers. There's like one aircraft carrier equals 100 million boats. So so I think it's like 300 boats. Anyway, so Bob, what is the reason for this last $1,000 rise? We all love hearing the reason behind pumps. What's behind the last $1,000?
Yep. I have it on the best authority that Prince Charles of England, he finally got the Prince Albert piercing that he's been lusting after for many years. And that actually specifically what drove this last $1,000 rise. It wasn't the beliefs about ETF. It was not the gamma squeeze that some people are erroneously reporting as forcing people to cover their short positions in order to not go belly up. It was Prince Charles's Prince Albert piercing.
What is a gamma squeeze?
A gamma squeeze?
Well, isn't that more of a question for Rope based on his TA expertise?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. Exactly. Rope, what is a gamma squeeze, Rope?
Something to do with the Hulk. I don't know, but that's what I read anyway. But yeah, Rope, go.
And please explain it in the most technical manner fashion, please.
Look, we don't have time for this. Like, why would we direct attention to me? Clearly, we need to be paying attention to our guest here. Like, just pretend. I want to talk about how the Greek alphabet is really not even.
No, Rope, wait. Fuck you, Rope. What the fuck is the gamma squeeze? Rope.
Isn't that like a gamma? Isn't that like a Greek symbol? Gamma?
Turkish.
Thank you.
Turkish. And I think it's the name of one of the stars in the Southern Cross. Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, and Epsilon.
Rusty, stop giving time to Rob to write in fucking ChatGPT for an answer, okay?
Isn't that what you're
doing? What the fuck is Gamma?
Yeah. What else is Gamma? Gamma is a type of radiation.
I'm already bored of this conversation. Next topic.
All right, Rope, okay.
I don't think we're getting anything out of Rope here. So,
Dr.
Malakas, could you walk us through your fact-checking process, and does it involve lizard tails and chicken bones?
Absolutely not. My fact-checking process is incredibly thorough. First, I receive the facts on a small piece of paper. It has to be exactly 2.5 by 3.5 inches in diameter. And then it has to be written in coal. That paper is then folded up 12 times. It is then attached to the leg of a Norwegian pigeon. That pigeon then flies across the United States from where I am to New York. That pigeon is then taken. The note is discarded. The pigeon is disemboweled. And the organs are read to determine whether the facts that were written on that piece of paper were in fact true. I use the horospex to determine the facts of my stories.
Tradition. Does anyone check the note in all this time?
Absolutely. No. Okay. That would ruin the effect.
Uh-huh.
It's about faith. It's about faith in the facts. Faith in the measurable fact, which do not need to be measured because we know that they are true.
That's an interesting way of reporting.
It's why he's the most trusted in the space, honestly.
I wanna circle back around to how we got separated as a family.
Yeah, please.
Okay, let's go. I want to find out about Norwegian pizzas, but okay.
Swedish.
Do you remember the last time we saw each other?
The last time, it had to be 2020, just before the COVID lockdowns. We met in Paris, downtown Paris. It was, I think, we had
is that
a coffee.
In Turkey?
Paris?
Paris, is that Turkey?
No. Paris is...
I think Africa.
Correct.
Yeah.
Paris now is like they call it like the Paris of Middle East now. They call it like that. And yeah, we were having like a coffee there. Coffee and cheese.
Turkish
and
coffee?
And a baguette.
Turkish coffee.
Mm.
Awful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, so good.
Do you remember the last thing I said to you before we were separated?
Look out, because I was passing the road. I was about to pass the road, and you were like, look out.
Well, when you say pass the road, did you eat some road earlier?
It was probably like, I can see your balls because they're on the back of his neck, and he was walking away.
That makes sense.
What?
No, I'm sorry.
I don't remember the last thing you told me, actually, no. Or was
you have most of the story, right? We were in Paris, and we were walking, and we were drinking Turkish coffee, And you're so adorable. You had always been obsessed with the horse feces that come out, the way that the tail just kind of flips up and then just a pile of feces just plops out, you know, and you never know when it's going to happen. And you used to spend hours just staring right into the blinking brown eye of the horses whenever we would see one. And you were doing that in Pelly, and you took your finger and you tried to stick it right in that magical hole. And I tried to stop you, but I couldn't. And the horse reacted and it kicked you right in the forehead. And I'm so sorry, my boy. I thought you were dead, and I was afraid that I would be brought up on child endangerment charges because that had happened before and it didn't stick, and I knew that it would stick if it happened again.
Is that why my eyes are like that, glitching all the time?
I'm so sorry, my boy. It is. And anyway, so as soon as that happened, I took off all of my clothes and I slithered away.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. All right. So who's the mother? Who's the mother? Dr. Malakas.
The Swedish mother.
Have you heard the name Snuffleupagus? Look, people will see it.
Oh, shit. Breaking news. Oh, shit.
That ass be banging. That ass be banging.
I thought it was going to be Big Bird, but that's too obvious.
No, fuck that guy. Fuck it. He fought me every chance he got. Every fucking chance. But I persevered. And actually, I keep all my medical degrees and my journalistic degrees in a diploma tube, which I carry on my back right next to my three testicles on the back of the neck. And I pulled them out. I unfurled them. I did my interpretive dance, as all Turkish men do when they are doing the mating ritual. I squawked around. And then I defecated out of my cloaca on the floor, and Snuffleupagus saw the value in me, and she blessed me. And a short 36 months later, you were born, Yellow.
36. Wow.
Time just flew by.
Took my time.
Magic.
Dr. Malakas, could you describe that magical night with Yellow's mother?
It was the most amazing experience I've ever had. It lasted, it felt like an eternity. And you know, even though in fact it was only about 4, maybe 5 seconds, I laid my male reproductive seed into the small conclave.
Okay, I'm out of it. I have enough of this shit. I created a fucking meme. Fuck off, everybody. Fuck off. Fuck off.
I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to reconnect with you and share the most magical experiences that I've had.
Nice flex, too. Four to five seconds. Nice flex there.
That is a nice flex.
I need a lot of training to get to that. Not going to lie.
No.
And I did. And I'm proud to say I maintained full bowel control during that experience.
Well, I mean, you've got a cloaca, so you have to make it work.
What the fuck is a cloaca?
Just Google it.
Yeah. It's a human thing.
Totally, yeah. A human thing.
I don't know about that.
Now, Yellow laid some pretty heavy criticism on you, and criticism is really part of your job, so I was wondering if you had some insights to share with us on how you handle it.
I trained myself through many years of cold plunges, hot plunges, lukewarm plunges, oil plunges, lube plunges, to be able to let those insults, those deep personal attacks, flow through me, around me, off of me, and not take them personally. And so I've trained myself so highly, I don't even hear them, and I don't even remember them. So I don't actually know what you're talking about. Yellow, if you could repeat those personal attacks so that I can demonstrate my
Zen. Yeah, it was like something like, you're not my dad.
You shut the fuck up. I am your father, and I will beat the shit out of you. I'll beat you so hard your children will be born black and blue.
You taking notes, Becca?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Black and blue. What?
I'm sorry. My emotions got the better.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay.
I thought I was looking at Hercules right there.
Fucking Paris. I get you guys are saying Paris before. Paris, France. Yeah. Okay, all right, I got it now. All right.
Now you mentioned earlier this evening you had a friend who had some sort of fever. What's going on there? I want to make sure we're not taking time away from anything you need to be doing.
I am receiving fellatio from Snuffleupagus right now under this table. Snuffleupagus has an incredible case of jungle fever. And as I mentioned, I am a half-white, half-Turkish man. My skin is normally white, but Snuffleupagus had that jungle fever, and I had to do what I could to help her with that.
That's good.
And I'm doing it right now as we're talking. That's
good. Right out of the cloaca. No.
I have a 14-inch long corkscrew penis.
Now, Dr. Malakas, we have an interesting tradition here. We tend to ask our guests towards the end of the show if the meme factory did exist, and we all know it doesn't. Who would you like? Who would you retweet? Who would you mute?
Greg said retweet.
Yeah. Clip that. Somebody clip that.
That's
for the now. Sure.
Teet. T E E H T.
Teet.
And what was the third option, sir?
After reteeting, muting, and then zapping.
Muting. Is that M U H T E I N G H?
Is that how the Turkish alphabet works? Is that how you spell it? I'll defer to you.
Great.
Well, while you're considering the answers, tips in the chat, and she wants to know about the shampoo that you use. I was thinking about this earlier, actually, because it is quite shiny.
Oh, great question.
It's a good guess. Yeah, it's a Turkish secret, but I will reveal it for my fans and my child who's on this call with us right now. I take honey and I smear it all over the center of my chest, and then that attracts the bees. The bees come in, and then the seagulls, you have to do this at the beach, they come in to eat the bees. The seagulls eat the bees, and then they shit on the side in like two runway stripes on the nipples, and then you harvest that excrement. And then you rub that in your hair. You let it sit there for about 36 hours, sometimes 48, depending. And then you let it dry, and then you just brush it out with a horse brush.
Yeah. Wow. Can
you get a tip?
Amazing.
That's a great tip.
Great fitness, sir. So the question?
Did you say, is there another question, or were you asking him to answer a particular question?
I think we have, there's only about three people in the chat, and so that was it.
All right, so back to the like, retweet, and mute, and zap question. Who we got?
I would like rope, because I'm a huge fan of autoerotic asphyxiation.
I would
milk you, Greg. And I would mute Becca, because she spoke too much on this conversation. I was insulted and deeply offended. And I'm assuming zapping is something around like electroshock therapy. I would do that on myself because I find that highly arousing.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That's fantastic. Now, I want to circle... I want to circle back around to earlier in the conversation with the start of your journalistic career and 9/11. So I was hoping that you would be able to inform us on what really happened there that day.